Might as well head on over to the traffic center a little bit early at 7:19.
And get an update on emergency triple team traffic. Is that where you start, Andy?
Yeah, and the delays actually are starting just after the 106 South exit. At this point, the stop and go hasn't reached all the way to 106th, but it does reach all the way past 90th. So, long time. Again, Becky says she had to stay to the right. I would recommend just not taking the freeway at all. If you do, obviously move to the right, but expect it to take you an extra 30 to 40 minutes right now between 106th and 45th South. Problem is, if you switch alternates, they've got some issues as well, Eric.
That's right. You're going to have some slowing as you go eastbound on the 215 South Belt towards 6200 South. That's partially because of construction, so that could increase. You also have a northbound accident on the 215 West Belt. This is further up the line, though. This is at the 201 Highway Interchange. And you do have this accident that's blocking off northbound traffic on 700 East at 4500 South in Murray. Heather?
I'm seeing a lot of congestion right now in Kaysville. It's at the intersection of 200 North and Main Street. It's a bit unusual this time of the morning. For those of you on I-15, you will see some pockets of heavier traffic, maybe a few brake lights between Layton Parkway and downtown Salt Lake, but overall we've got a very nice drive from Ogden to Salt Lake City. Don't miss the hilarious holiday treat the whole family will love, Nutcracker Men in Tights, playing now through December 31st at Desert Star Playhouse. Get tickets online at desertstarplayhouse.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.